Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cervi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival, here to talk about another festival, talk about the Italian Contemporary Film Festival, which is an Italian film festival in Canada, here with Paul Golini, the president of the festival, and Cristiano De Florentis, the director. Good afternoon, first of all. Can you tell us something, like brief notion, brief infos about the festival? Before we start,
sure. We're a young festival, but a mature festival. We're 10 years old, and we're celebrating our 10th anniversary here in Venice. A festival within a festival, and we're extremely proud for the work we've done, the collaboration and cooperation that over the last 10 years we've seen between Canada and Italy. Truly, a bridge between the two worlds of cinema. Really, in the end, promoting Italian culture in all its forms and formats, using cinema as the medium. And we're especially excited to be here in Venice this year on our 10th anniversary.
I'm really happy to say that our radio is 10 this year as well. So we have the 10th. Thank you very much. As well, you too. Christian, listen, how is the festival composed? How does it work? Which is a structure of it?
A particular festival, because first of all, it's not just in Toronto. We have the festival in seven cities around Canada, from coast to coast. So we open simultaneously in Quebec City, in Ottawa, in Montreal, Vancouver, and so on. So it's a national Canadian festival. And this year and last year became, of course, a different kind of format. Since COVID, we reinvented the way to screen films through an old model of North America, that is the drive-in. So we opened many drive-in spaces, especially in Toronto, and there we had a lot of screenings, a lot of audience, physical audience, that very rare in this period to have. So that was a nice format. Who knows if it's going to be useful next year, but we are ready also to do it, really to have screenings also outside the theaters. So we experience that is a very nice format in this period.
So will you be forced to cut down the number of films to reorganize the structure as it was before, because, you know, with the driving you can only screen films at night? Because
so, you know what we did? Instead of cutting the number of films, we extended the festival to a month and a half.
Good
so
job.
We didn't want to cut anything.
So yeah, like a month and a half festival in seven cities altogether.
You can see that I'm much thinner than before.
Yeah, actually,
because,
exactly.
You know, we lost a lot of weight.
My next comment was, there must be a physically exhausting experience, I believe.
Yes, of course. Yes, it was, but of course very rewarding and a lot of popcorns.
And which are the criteria through which you select the films? So how do you choose movies?
This year was a very particular kind of fil rouge of the movies that we selected. We decided to have movies that had good feelings, movies that had sense of hope, movies that, of course, the audience wanted to watch in a very particular time. So that was the fil rouge. We decided to not to exclude, even for beautiful selection movies that were even more sad or depressing or so on, that something that we decided to do for the society. For Toronto, was the first time that people were going to go out to experience again after months of lockdown. And so that was the message and the mission that we had for our audience, our community, and the city of Toronto and Canada in general.
Normally, do you choose only new films, or you also go back?
Just new films.
So find new film positive and uplifting was not easy.
To be honest, we had at the end, after watching so many movies, we have an incredible teams of programmers. After many months, we found a very, very good selection, and we are very glad that we had this festival.
Listen, Paul, being a president of such an event of this length and intensity is a demanding job. And how is the response of, you know, I don't know, sponsors or cultural association or cultural institution towards the festival?
It definitely was challenging, and it's a new ground for all of us and for all festivals. I see the TIFF and Venice, everyone is having to adapt to a new environment. Raising money with partners and sponsors has become challenging, as well as trying to maintain the relationships with the Italian Cultural Institutes. obviously the embassy of Italy, the consulates in the cities that we program in. So managing those relationships takes a little bit more effort, time, but we've been delivering on the mission and on the programming, and so that our partners and sponsors, both government, corporate, and obviously your original question in terms of how do we put it all together, the many volunteers that still have come out despite coming out of the COVID pandemic now, we've had great success in having volunteers willing to put the time and the work in making us, execute the way we have.
And which are your wishes and hopes for next edition? I mean, do you think you are able to go back to the original life like it was before?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and I think there's an organizational response and a call it a creative response from Cristiano, and so for the organization, I think we want to learn from the pivoting that's occurred in the last 2 years and not abandon the lessons. And so I think the platforms are the digital and virtual platforms will continue, both at our festival and many other festivals around the world. And the new way with the drive-in will continue. We pivoted last year. We had an incredible response. People loved it. We came back with a longer program in the drive-in, then the open-air cinema this year. I think these are things that are going to stay, and so our festival is one that's growing, like I said, mature but young, and wanting to grow, and that's why we're here trying to form new relationships.
So which are the dates for next one?
So we have an important event in November. The end of November is Industry Days, so we dedicate 2 days of conference to the mission is to really to make Italy and Canada even closer, even in this period. So we facilitate co-productions and shares of knowledge and know-how. And so this is probably the most important event that we organize in the next 3-4 months. The festival, of course, is in the summer. So we are waiting for 2022 for, of course, another edition of a festival. Who knows what is going to be.
Yes,
and we have a feeling that it's going to be difficult even in a year to have the crowd in a theater with the 1,000 people all together.
Yeah.
Probably psychologically more probably.
Yeah,
than,
but you hear, you see how Venice is adapting. So this is one of the potential way to do it.
Exactly. We are here also to understand how Venice is dealing with it, what is can be done also in Toronto.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Paul Golini and to Cristiano De Florentis of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival of, not Toronto, of Canada, to be precise. Thank you and good luck for your work. And we will talk again next year, probably, if you come here to see
how... Or you had to come to Toronto.
Oh, yes.
That's
nice.
To be two ways.
Very nice idea. Let's talk. So let's close this interview and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Thank
Grazie.
You very much for having been with us. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.